This is Mitch Easter of Sneakers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members, and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Carol Friedman in Hudson, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
New York doctors are advising people how to stay healthy in the summer heat. Temperatures across the state will reach the high 80s and mid-90s in the coming days. Some climatologists estimate 2024 will overtake 2023 as the hottest year on record, and New York's average temperature has risen 3 degrees since the 1970s. Dr. Stephen Fallis with UBMD Primary Care says people need to always stay hydrated.
When you sweat, you lose a good deal of salt and other solutes through the sweat, so being able to replete those with whether it be a sports drink or really any drink that has electrolytes in it will be an important thing to replete what your body is losing during the warm days.
Fallis adds people need to wear sunscreen when they're outdoors, since some aren't aware of the risks direct sun exposure poses. But he says this shouldn't stop anyone from getting away from their screens to enjoy the outdoors. New York Governor Kathy Hochul's Get Offline, Get Outside campaign champions this by making all state park pools free this summer. Not staying hydrated can lead to heat stroke or heat exhaustion, leading to an emergency room visit. A Center for Disease Control and Prevention study finds heat-related ER visits rose in 2023. Dr. Donna O'Shea with United Healthcare says virtual care can help you decide whether a situation is serious enough to seek emergency care.
You can decide with a knowledgeable caregiver, do I need more? Most of the time, right, if it's related to hydration or a heat stroke, if you're able to keep fluids down, virtual care can help determine how much, how long to wait before you go to the emergency room. Same thing even for sunburns or for bike safety.
She adds using virtual care can be a less time-consuming and less expensive option than going directly to a hospital. While telehealth can cost around $50, an in-person emergency room visit can cost around $2,700. This is Edwin J. Vieira for New York News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 12th. Local early morning temperatures range from 64 degrees in Tannersville to 72 in Skodak. Air quality will be good, and we have flood watches out for counties to the south. And that is because rain is expected this afternoon. Starting around 1 p.m., some people could see heavy downpours, some could see sun poking through the clouds. If it matters to you, check the radar before heading out. A high of 87 happens at 4 p.m. Overnight temperatures fall to 70 degrees and rain continues. Saturday, more rain, high of 88 at 4 p.m. Looks like the precip comes to an end by dark, and we see a muggy low of 68 degrees overnight. Sunday, we'll have a foggy morning, sunny skies, humid air, and a high of 91 at 4 p.m. Monday, high of 90 with a rainy afternoon. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 2:14 a.m., high tide at 8:13 a.m., low tide again at 2:44 p.m., and high tide, once again, at 9 o'clock p.m. Today's river temperature will be 72 degrees, and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 8:17 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:27 a.m. Looking way up, we see sunspot 3738 is getting pretty messy. X-class flare chances are at 15%. Plasma winds will be slow at 347 kilometers per second, with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently pretty bad till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot is 188, and this has been the Better Weather for Friday, July 12th, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
This is Central Control. We have the entire area under electronic surveillance. In addition to closed-circuit TV scanners, we have directional microphones in every room.
Box.
I hate the music.
This is democracy.
Is it? What does that even mean? And what does it have to do with the music?
It means you don't have a choice.
And what does that have to do with democracy?
Most people wanted this music. Well, what do you have to say for yourself? Don't you have anything to say?
Say? To a disembodied voice with effects on it that I'm somehow hearing inside this small dark box that I seem to be in.
You're poorest, are you not? Low-level, underground, middle-aged American artist. Just off the radar enough to be insignificant. Just on radar enough to be a mild nuisance. You're supposed to have a voice.
Am I?
Wouldn't the great poorest like to take this opportunity to say something political, or maybe profound?
It's not politics. I'm in a box.
Oh, I thought everything was political.
Well, as far as I can see, from in here...
See? You can't see. It's completely black in here.
That's what I'm saying.
Saying? You haven't said anything. Did you know, poorest? In minimalist music, it's the notes that aren't played that matter most.
Right. Well, clearly those notes aren't not being played here.
The music seems to concern you so much.
Because that's all I can hear right now. Why are we inside a box?
We? I'm not inside a box.
Where are you?
I'm not inside a box.
Well, then where are you?
I'm not inside a box.
Where are you?
I'm right here. With you.
In the box.
Box? I'm not inside a box.
Why are you speaking in riddles?
If you put yourself in my shoes, you'd see that it is you that sounds like someone who's speaking in riddles. Are you saying this is surreal?
Fuck surrealism. This is idiocy.
Surrealism is a movement.
And movements are supposed to be in motion. Do you feel anything moving here?
No. You seem to be sitting still inside a very small box.
What are you talking about?
We're having a discussion.
Are we?
If you don't know what I'm talking about, then that makes this the unknown.
Oh.
And we're having a discussion here, inside the unknown.
Look, you've got my attention and everybody else's attention, and you could have said anything in the world. We're all listening, and you want to talk about nothing. It's jive. Man, it's jive. I'd like to leave now.
Wonderful. You're free to leave.
Good. I will.
Poorest, back so soon.
Where am I?
In a box? You're inside a box. We've been through this.
I hate the music.
This is fascism.
Is it? It feels the same as democracy.
Yes. Yes. You don't have a choice. Most people wanted this. What about all those people out there?
I hate the people.
A pity. I thought you might fancy yourself as someone who likes to think outside the box.
It's not that they're thinking outside the box. They're literally just outside the box. That's all.
And you like thinking inside the box. Is that right?
I'd prefer to be in here. Whatever they've done to outside the box, they've ruined it.
They? Is that what you think? That there's a they?
They. That's who I'm talking about. Them. Yes.
That is correct. Here's to them. We can change the music now if you'd like. There. Do you like that better?
This is the 21st century. No one cares about music anymore.
And what is your point?
Did you think I had a point? Is that why you're here? Are you there? Can you hear me? If you're still here, I'd now like to read you some of my poetry. I said, I'd now like to read you some of my poetry. He's gone. Note to self. Threaten disembodied voice with poetry.
Can you hear me?
Oh, mother, the doctor says you are my daughter. The depths are so hospitable. Enough to pray for an invitation. Goodbye, Victor, you smell of sand. I hope your people reach the land. Mongoloids dream of whitening cream, and fate steals on in its silent tread.
Innovative. You're inside of a box, reciting your own poetry to yourself. How does that make you feel, Porist? Where are you going?
I'm getting up and walking to the...
It would help a lot if you explained what you were doing.
To the radio.
And what could possibly be interesting on the radio?
Well, I'm currently in Hanoi, Vietnam, so let's see.
Shit!
Renewing themselves to meet the requirements of the revolution in the new context.
Cause more casualties.
People should keep distance with those who contact them. On the eve of World War I.
Chiêng làng chiêng cha,
thượng hạ đông tây,
bà con làng phây
ra đây mà nghe, nghe báo, nghe báo.
Chiêng làng chiêng cha,
thiên hạ lao sao, nghiêm ngắn tầm phào.
Vào chung một giọ, một giọ, một giọ.
Chuyện buồn, chuyện vui,
gặp vùi tân bốc, giỏi giang ngu ngốc.
Có ngay, có ngay, có ngay, có ngay.
Ra đây, ra đây.
Nghe báo, nghe báo.
Thực thực, ào ào.
Đang ở trên cao.
Lăn đùng xuống đất.
Có người bị ngất.
Có người phát cuồng.
Nếu đi sai đường.
Khi chơi Facebook.
Mấy lời bức xúc.
Gửi tới mọi nhà.
Đạo đức văn hóa.
Luôn cần cho ta.
Nếu không thành ma.
Chơi Facebook
bước xúc bước xúc.
Của Đài Tiếng Nói Việt Nam.
Ngó kìa mà dậm lên làng xóm phố xa miền Tây, như sông đông đảo trên bờ rộn rịn, lại có chiếc đào đò
lăng xăng chạy xuống sông trăng chạy về biển muối. Bờ Kiên Giang mưa chảy sải dài xanh thăm thắm biển Tây.
listen to my voice and you know what's the matter with me.
Oh,
can you help me something?
It's basically just an inflammation of your voice box or larynx.
Now, what a great honor it is this evening to introduce you to a longtime friend and colleague of mine over at Johns Hopkins. He's a renowned professor of pediatrics and the principal investigator on a newly awarded Horizon 2020 European Commission project to improve diagnosis and management of febrile patients. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Larry Burridge.
Yes, thank you. In my profession, we talk a lot about meningitis. Today, I'd like to talk about womeningitis.
My life has changed. It's changed 100% to the good. My friends notice. I'm a spokesperson for a singing group that I belong to, and it's changed. It's changed.
Take the next flight.
The next flight?
Yes.
Why would I do that?
To leave.
To leave the country?
Yes.
Why should I?
Why not?
Well, because...
Already left.
No, because this is where I live.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I live here. This is where I'm from. All my people are here, my family, my business.
I'm sorry. Why not take the evening flight?
Sure, it bothers me sometimes, but... Well, I suppose I could just get on the next flight and leave this all behind right now if I wanted.
Yes. Leave. Why not?
Well, I...
Why not catch the next flight?
I...
Leave.
Okay. I'll do it. Let's go.
Yes. Has the 4 o'clock flight already left?
The 4 o'clock flight already left?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That flight left on time.
So, I can't leave?
Yes. You've missed it.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Fuck!
Howard line. No one is available at this time.
Press 0 to return to the attendant. You are being transferred to the attendant.
The miracles of Jesus.
Hello?
Hello.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to order the animated Jesus videotape for my nephew.
No, it isn't.
What, excuse me?
You got the FBI.
What do you mean?
You reached the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
The what?
The Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Okay, I wanted to order the Jesus videotape for my nephew.
You have the wrong number.
Well, what number did I call?
I don't know what number you called, but it's not... This is the FBI.
The what?
The Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Wow, that's really amazing.
Vietnam Airlines!
It is monogamous.
Wants to move the United States with his head down.
saw. What? I am Esau. What? Esau.
What does this even mean? This is Dadaist masturbation. Not political enough where it should be, and not reflecting in the slightest the contemporary milieu of populism and the rise of...
Well, what you're saying is that artists have a responsibility, and that this is reductionist Dada drivel.
Exactly. I deduce that this piece is anti-Zionist.
No, clearly it's pro-Zionist, with its steadfast repetition and declarations of self, and its tendency toward not clarifying but purposely confusing the issue when confronted with a direct statement.
And from what I can hear, your supposed pro-Zionist argument is inherently cloaked in anti-Zionist rhetoric.
Well, I think the very fact that this conversation is happening only serves to prove the artist wants to be perceived as self-aware and appear as if he's making a statement, when in fact he's only sabotaging the issue by presenting a revisionist version of himself.
Exactly.
I know that voice. Hey, don't I know you?
Oh, Porist.
Porist.
Yes. You remember me from the box. Inside the box.
Oh, yeah. The box.
Box?
Yeah, well, that's all in the past now.
The past? But Porist, that was only about 20 minutes ago.
Well, whatever. It's history now. Look, is that all you guys do, is sit around and talk about Porist all day?
Well, I...
It's pretty weird, don't you think?
But Porist...
It's pathetic.
Porist.
Losers!
Thank you. and went into
Hi, this is Rodney Greenblatt from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC, ACRA, 90.7 FM.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456. Mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Have you ever wondered about the process of creating work before it makes its way into a gallery or performance space? Art Oh My gives us an opportunity to spend a few hours with artists in their studios to see what's behind the curtain. And to learn more, I'm now joined by Art Oh My's residency program assistant, Abby Kohomban. Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you for having me.
What would you like listeners to know about the Art Oh My Artists in Residence program?
I think Art Oh My is a really exciting place to be because of its international reach. It's really unique. I mean, I'm from the Hudson Valley, and there are a lot of art residencies popping up around here, but something I've never seen before, just like this diverse array of artists, and it's really exciting. We have someone as far as Japan coming here. I think it's also really unique how there's no emphasis on like the final product. I think it's all about like the process of being here, whether that means like artists just meditating and using this as a reflection time to think about their artistic process and what they want to gain from this. There's no expectations put on the artists to really like create like an insane body of work in their time here. The flexibility of Art Oh My is really important to know and how it's really catering towards the artists and their needs.
Many of our listeners may have never participated in a residency program, and of course, every program is unique. What does that program look like at Art Oh My, and are there certain prompts that give a certain benchmarks and flow to the residency program?
There's not a ton of prompts, which, yeah, you would think that would kind of help structure, but somehow Art Oh My just like flows so easily without having these prompts for the artists. The only thing that I would say maybe people don't know is that there's a week period where a ton of visitors come, and they're all kind of like art academics, historians, critics, gallery owners, and they all come and have one-on-one studio visits with the artists, which I think is like a really big like milestone for them here. And that, so like, that's the week before Open Studios. And I think that's really like a marker of when things really shift and when things kind of start to heat up a little bit and get a little more intense as artists really hone in on what they're doing. But before then, I think it's really just embracing like the creative process. Artists spend a lot of time outside, just kind of like letting the land inspire them, which is really important to me. I think that's what's so beautiful about it, that it's so open-ended.
We are in a society that is focused on production and end product. Why is it really important to put that aside and to really create a space that is focused on the process in whatever way the artist feels most fitting for their needs at the moment?
Well, I think why it's so important is because that in that moment when you put aside the process is when you probably get the most like fruitful outcome, even if it's like inadvertently. You know, I think here at Open Studios, especially at Art Oh My, you really see some really transformative work that you might not see elsewhere because artists are like don't feel inhibited by these expectations. Yeah, for like production and like buying things, you know, there's no emphasis on like, oh, people are going to come and buy your art. There's absolutely none of that here, which is so wonderful. And I think really, really important to see when I feel like the art world is increasingly getting like more and more production based and thinking about like who's going to buy your work. So yeah, I think it's transformative time for the artists here.
What is your role in the residency program?
My role is basically assisting in any of the little loose ends that might come up. Even though this is my first year here, I think you really just have to tailor everything to their needs. So, you know, it means like going around to each studio, checking on the artists, seeing if they need anything, seeing how their projects are going, like talking to them, maybe like brainstorming a little bit. Claudia and I, the program director, really, we kind of just listen to the artist's needs every day.
As such a dynamic group of 27 artists, I want to dive a little bit into who is in this cohort and who we can visit in their studios this weekend on Saturday.
It's really exciting seeing like how multidisciplinary everything is. And it's amazing like seeing everybody work together and blend those disciplines. Yeah, we have like 7 video artists. I think like, I want to say like 5 textile artists. Yeah, and then a lot of people working between mediums. Would you like me to kind of like go through?
Would love that.
So first we have Dana Al-Rashid. She's from Kuwait. She coined this unique style. It's called like modern miniatures, and it's inspired by Persian art style. There's Jacobo from Mexico. I think he thinks a lot about the body and how he can represent that through his work, and specifically speaking towards like displacement. There's Moira, who is one of the textile artists I was speaking to. She creates these beautiful silk sheets that I believe she dyes from like sediment with like river water. There's Dasha, who's another video artist. She's from Belarus. She's been foraging materials on her walks, I think, through Art Oh My. There's Tai Chi. She's from Croatia. And she has these multiple screens in her studio. There's Cecile. She was born in Ecuador, but lives in the US, I believe. And she's working on some projections. She's also been foraging. I like that that's a theme with the artists this year. There's Jill, and they are from Kansas City. They're very installation-based. They're playing a lot with light. Selena's from Argentina. She works a lot in textiles and with tapestries, and she has like completely covered her studio, and I'm really excited to see people like play around in there. There's Ines Garcia from Spain, also a video artist, amazing as well. There's Jade from Bermuda, working a lot in like textile and sculpture, which is really exciting to see. She's also really transformed her work. There's Saeed from Pakistan, and he's also working in like miniature painting. Then there's Bedatha from Nepal. She's also working in like both, I believe mostly like sculpture and installation work this year. There's Junghwa from South Korea. She is a video artist. I haven't stepped into her space yet, but I'm excited. She's been working really hard. There's Jamila from Scotland and Australia. Yeah, Jamila is also doing, I believe, a performance on Saturday, which is exciting. We'll get to see that. There's Isabriza Moyes from Rwanda. He has created these beautiful textile sculptures out of tailor's tape measures that are stunning. There's Elisa she's also from the US. She is a video artist. And then there's Eddie from Kenya, who does these stunning, like hyper-realist portraits, kind of like large scale. There's Catherine from Australia. She has 2 spaces actually on Saturday. And I think it'll be really cool to see like the juxtaposition between her showcasing more of like her drawings and then the installation that she created. And then there's Yukari from Japan, who has created this wonderful, large scale, massive painting that I'm really excited for everybody to see. And then there's Lina Puerta from, she's Colombian and from the US. And she has also made these amazing textiles. And I think she's really going to let you see the behind the scenes of her process. There's Yusra from Morocco. Yusra has this really distinct style using oil pastels, which is so like evocative. And I'm really excited for everyone to see. Vazad from Kurdistan in Germany. He is also performing on Saturday. He, I think, will have a sound installation in our silo, which is really exciting. Milan from Kenya. Milan is also a video artist, and he's also been working really hard on doing, I think, some performance-based work. Vendjush from Albania, another video artist, so many. And yeah, he has also been working very hard on curating that space. Then there's Barbara from South Africa. She has like been working nonstop. I'm excited for everybody to see. And then we have our two critics in residence, Shin Wang and Monica Fabianska, who have been working really hard with the artists to keep them going through this residency and like be the mental support for them.
Yeah, just a little teaser for the Open Artist Studios this Saturday, July 13th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Art Oh My. And Abby Kohomban, thank you so much for telling us all about this art residency. What would you like to leave our listeners with?
I think it'll be really exciting to see just the process of these artists. I think that's the whole thing about Open Studios, is it's not some like perfect manufactured look at art. No, it's very raw. You're going to see like a lot of the behind the scenes. So definitely come.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Sina Bazila-Hickey reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Round, like a circle in a spiral,
like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning,
on an ever spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon,
like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon.
calling all radio enthusiasts. Have you ever wanted to be on the radio or learn how to edit audio? Got a great idea for a short segment to play during our drive time shows? Start making radio with us at WGXE 90.7 FM as part of the WGXE Community Contributors Program. No prior experience needed. For more information, contact content at WGXE.org. That is content at WGXE.org.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This will be one of the most important votes that members of this chamber will ever take in their entire careers. And it's an issue we never thought we would have to actually address, but that moment has come to us now.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was one of more than 220 votes in favor of the SAVE Act, a controversial bill requiring proof of citizenship to vote. House Republicans are praising its passage, saying it'll crack down on non-citizen voting in federal elections. That's already a crime and is vanishingly rare. Democrats charge the bill actually aims to put ballot roadblocks in front of students, seniors, and minority citizens. Meanwhile, Florida Republican Ana Paulina Luna's bill to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in inherent contempt of the House failed by 6 votes, including 4 Republicans who sided with the Democrats. Luna describes the stiff financial penalties her bill would have imposed.
The Speaker of the House of Representatives shall impose a fine, which may not be paid with appropriated funds, on Attorney General Garland of $10,000 per day until such a time as Attorney General Garland complies with subpoena of the House of Representatives by turning over the audio tapes.
While the Senate's 2025 budget is gaining bipartisan support, the House failed to pass its version by a narrow vote. This comes as a proposed budget from the Republican Study Committee would extend Trump-era tax cuts, which benefit corporations and the wealthy. Porter McConnell with Americans for Financial Reform says its radical measures call for slashing hugely popular programs to pay for them.
They propose cutting $1.5 trillion from Social Security, and they propose to do that by raising the retirement age to 69 and by lowering the benefits that you get when you do retire.
President Joe Biden's campaign is downplaying a small gaffe before a press conference where he hoped to reassure voters about his acuity. When introducing Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Biden initially called him President Putin, the name of the Russian leader who invaded Ukraine. During the conference, Biden insisted he is the best person to lead the ticket and he's just going to keep moving. Doubts about Biden's age seem to have only slightly shifted polls in favor of former President Donald Trump. Vice President Kamala Harris, who many say should take the top spot on the Democratic ticket, says Biden should stay in the race.
Now, we always knew this election would be tough, and the past few days have been a reminder that running for President of the United States is never easy, nor should it be. But one thing we know about our President, Joe Biden, is that he is a fighter.
Behind the scenes, former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is reportedly lobbying for Biden to step down, but the younger leader she herself made room for, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, says Democrats are staying united and focusing on working for ordinary Americans.
The affirmative agenda that we have for the American people related to lowering housing costs or ending price gouging or growing the middle class, defending democracy and fighting for reproductive freedom.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Our last installment for Why People Don't Vote Week discusses what solutions are being proposed to encourage eligible citizens to register and vote. The Center for American Progress outlined reforms which would encourage registration and voting. They include automatic voter registration to encourage registration at the DMV when obtaining a license or car registration. Oregon registered 219,000 new voters by AVR before the 2018 midterm, and 47% of them voted. Online voter registration, which includes submitting identification and other documents electronically, has eased the hassle for working people to register. A study in Georgia found that 71% of online registrants turned out to vote, higher than in-person or mail registration. Pre-registering 16 and 17-year-olds is effective in getting younger voters engaged. They can't vote until they're 18, but often schools can encourage future voting when coupled with civics education. Florida saw a 4.7% jump in youth voting as a result. Early voting and voting by mail helps all manners of people to vote, providing flexibility in schedules for parents and working citizens. In the last few weeks, Georgia has shattered its early voting records. What are your options for registering and voting? Contact your city or county election office or website for details. Articles and links to groups taking action are at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, July 12th. Local early morning temperatures range from 64 degrees in Tannersville to 72 in Skodak. Air quality will be good, and we have flood watches out for counties to the south. And that is because rain is expected this afternoon. Starting around 1 p.m., some people could see heavy downpours, some could see sun poking through the clouds. If it matters to you, check the radar before heading out. A high of 87 happens at 4 p.m. Overnight temperatures fall to 70 degrees and rain continues. Saturday, more rain, high of 88 at 4 p.m. Looks like the precip comes to an end by dark and we see a muggy low of 68 degrees overnight. Sunday, we'll have a foggy morning, sunny skies, humid air, and a high of 91 at 4 p.m. Monday, high of 90 with a rainy afternoon. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 2:14 a.m., high tide at 8:13 a.m., low tide again at 2:44 p.m., and high tide once again at 9 o'clock p.m. Today's river temperature will be 72 degrees, and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 8:17 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:27 a.m. Looking way up, we see sunspot 3738 is getting pretty messy. X-class flare.